Okay, let's get started with Perek Ches and Sefer Yeshayahu. And this Perek continues the themes of the previous Perek, Yeshayahu Anavi giving visions and giving over Tochacha to the nation around him. We would previously be talking about the Malcha Yehuda and Chizkiyo HaMelech being surrounded and Pikeach and the king of Aram coming down to attack, and he said, you don't have to worry about that, but you have to worry about Sancheriv. And this continues talking to the people of Yehuda, and Yeshayahu says, you have to make sure you realize that it's all going to come to pass, and all of the nevuas of Churban and all the nevuas of Nechama are going to happen. And he goes through a little bit about Sancheriv and other interesting issues that come up in this parak. So let's start right away. But Yomar Hashem Elai, Kach Lecha Gilyon Gadol, take a Gilyon, take a scroll to write down what I'm going to tell you. Why taking a scroll? So the Rinas Yitzchak points out, this is based on the Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha, where the Ramban discusses the concept of Maisa Avos Simon Labanim. Says the Ramban Veda, Ki Kol Gzeiras Irin, all heavenly decrees, Kasher Teitzei Mikoach HaGzeira El Poal Dimyon, when they go from a decree in the Avir to Poal Dimyon, Tia HaGzeira Miskayemas Al Kol Panim, is going to happen when there's an action that is associated with it. V'lachein, and that's why we find a number of times throughout Nevi'im that Hashem commands a Navi to do an action. V'lachein Yasu HaNevi'im, that's why Nevi'im will do Maisa B'Nevuos Kimamar Yirmiyo, Shetziva L'Barach V'ayakach HaLoschal L'Groz Divrei HaSefer HaZeh Tikshur Alav Evan V'Shlach HaSol Toch Pras, right, throw it into the press. V'chein Inyan Elisha B'Nichu Zro Al HaKeshes Elisha, when he, we learned about it in Sefer Malachim, V'yomer Elisha Yiro V'yore V'yomer Chetz Teshua L'Hashem V'Chetz Shua Ba'aram, right, you shooting the arrow is going to show that this is, you're going to, the Jews are going to win. V'no Marsham Yiksov Al HaVishra L'Kim, and he got mad. Why'd you only do it 5 times or 6 times? You should have continued, because it's all laying the groundwork for the ultimate victory. V'lachivlefichach, that is why, right, this is the idea of a number of events in Tanakh, but that's why the Ramban uses this idea to say, Hechzik HaGadosh Baruch Hu es Avraham Ba'aretz, Va'asalo Dimyonos, Bechal Ha'asid Lahe'asos Bizarro. That is why HaGadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham and made him do a lot of different things, like going down to Mitzrayim and other elements that he wanted this to be the Maisa Avos, which will then be the model and the blueprint for the Banim. So suggest the Rinas Yitzchak, that is what's going on here too. Kachli Galyon Gadol, he was told to write down this Nevua. But here, maybe it's a little bit different. Why was it so important to write it down? Because as we know, the Rambam tells us that when there's a Nevua Tova can never be change, but a Nevuah Ra might be able to be changed if they do tshuva. But at this stage of the game, Yishayahu Navi is trying to tell them. But maybe the point was the inyan shakadosh baruch hu amar Yishayahu sheyasa maisa mugsham befoal sheiskayim al kapanim va'af shayisa Nevuah Lara, even though it was Lara and it was still 100+ years before they saw this was going to happen, and this was what it was going to be. So what did he have to do? He had to write down the following. Ksovala becheret enosh, write clearly so everybody could see. You take a whole big scroll, and all you have to write is 4 words. Lamaher shalal chashbaz, which are 2 phrases that mean the same thing, that destruction is coming soon. Lamaher shalal, there's going to be booty. There's going to be plunder very soon. Chashbaz, very quickly it's going to happen. Right, Rashi says, it's referring to both the Aseres HaShvatim up north and the Churban of Nebuchadnezzar. Rashi says those are the 2 phrases. Laval Sancherev, Velishlos, Kolon, Aseres HaShvatim, Sancherev, and Asher, which will wipe out the 10 Shvatim in different stages, as we'll see. And Ulahachish, Lavos, Nebuchadnezzar, Acharav, et Sitkio, Vidoro. Again, this is 130 years before any Churban Habayis, but this is what Yishayahu HaNavi is forecasting, that this is what is going to happen. And then we have a very famous pasuk, or at least the Gemara in Makkos makes it famous, V'ya'idu li edim ne'emanim, and I will have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yishayahu, I will have trustworthy witnesses to sign this document, as Uriah HaKohen v'Sacharya ben Yiverechyahu. Right, who these 2 great Nevi'im. Right, the question is, these Nevi'im lived really far apart from each other. Right, Uriah HaKohen was a Navi in the times of Yirmiyahu. In Yirmiyahu, in Parachavav Pasachav Gimel, it describes how he was killed. He was killed by Yehoyakim, right, in Pasachav Gimel, by Yotziu, as Uriah, mi Mitzrayim, by Yevi'u el HaMelech Yehoyakim, by Yakeu Becharev, by Yashlechas Nivlaso al Kibre B'nei Am. Terrible. Right, that he was killed. So he was during the time of Yirmiyahu. Zechariah, Zechariah is much later. Zechariah is during Bayis Sheni. So you might say that there was some type of overlap. They overlapped one to the other. You might say that if they've lived very long, right? The first one had to live very long because he was ready in the times of Yeshayahu. He lived for another couple hundred years. Or the Pashas, the Gemara says, in the end of Makkos, as we know, that they did not overlap. But Rabbi Yeshayahu Hanavi is connecting the two Nevuos, the Nevuah of Churban of Uriah and the Nevuah of Zechariah of Nechama. And that's what the Gemara says on the Chav Dalet of Abayis Makkos, right? Well, remember the story. Rabbi Akiva is walking with the fellow Tanam Tahar Abayis and the other Tanam Karu Bigdeya. They lived right after the Churban. Kiva Shigil Arabayis Rosh Shu'al Shiyasim Beis Kajia Kadash, and they saw a Shu'al, which might be translated as a fox. It might be translated as other types of animals that might be involved here. Some even suggest that they might be jackals, because when a jackal cries and screams, it kind of sounds like crying, but it also kind of sounds like laughing. So it's unclear exactly which animal it was. But it was a shu'al. And it's chiluim bochim, Rabbi Kiva mitzachik. And they start crying, Rabbi Kiva starts laughing, and they say, why are you laughing? He said, why are you crying? Why are we crying? Vazar karev yumas, terrible. V'achshav shu'alim hilchubo, v'lo nivke. That's why I'm laughing. Dichsiv, and he quotes our pasuk from Yeshayahu. What's the connection between the two? Uriah was by his rishon and he was killed before the Churban. Zechariah was by his sheni, beginning of by his sheni. Ela tala kasim devoaso shel Zechariah, but devoaso shel Uriah. The Yeshayahu Navi puts them together to say to us that just like this Churban, there is Geula. And once I see the Nevuah of Churban that is taking place and that is true, so too I believe that the Nevuah of Geula is going to happen. And they answer, Nichamtanu Akiva, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu. Very famous words of Rabbi Akiva, but it's based on this pasuk right here. Pashas, again, they do not overlap literally, and they did not sign this document, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying these are the two that you have to see in the context, one from the other. If you look at Rashi calls both of these Nevi'im Edim on the Churban. Al oso gam osan ayamim b'yimei Yehoyakim, al oso per anus shnei Edim ne'emanim. Ask the Mefarshim, but why is Zechariah, he's not an aid on the Churban, he's an aid on the Geula, on the Nechama. So again, the Rinas Yitzchak suggests that maybe it's based on a thought that many Achronim say, he quotes it from Yevirucham, and that is Yeshua. Very often, we have a Yeshua from Etzara, so we thank Hashem for the Yeshua. But we'd rather have not been in the Tzara, and that we wouldn't need the Yeshua. But the point of the Tzara, we know, Kadosh Baruch Hu has everything planned out. The Tzara was to bring the Yeshua. The Tzara also had a purpose. In Al-Anisim, we thank Hashem for the Milchamos. Everything has a plan, even though we can't understand it. So every Churban is really the beginning stages of the Yeshua and the Geula. And maybe that's why Rashi calls them both together. It's a package, Tzara, because it's all one process, the Tzara leading into the Geula. Okay, so Hashem tells to Yeshayahu, getting back to the Psukim, write the whole scroll, and I'll get these two Edim. Either they were literally Edim, or I am just calling them that. And then Yeshayahu says, Vo'ekrav ela Neviyah, I went to the Neviyah, the prophetess. Right, we assume this was Yeshayahu's wife. Vatarati led Bain, and I had a child with her. Vayom Hashem ela, Hashem told me, call this child. Right, Yeshayahu's children all have interesting names. Right, the first child we had earlier was Shar Yashuv. What's the second child? Maybe Emmanuel. That was a machlokas Rashi in the Radak in the previous parak. Whose child was that? Yeshayahu's child or Achaz's child? But here, Vayomer Shem Eli, Kara Shemo, Maher Shalal Chashbaz. Right, which is what he wrote on the scroll. Quickly, there's going to be destruction. But this one is clearly Yeshayahu's son. Some say Rashi says it was the same son, Emmanuel, and Maher Shalal Chashbaz was the same. The Radak says no, earlier that was Achaz's, so this is just a separate son of Yeshayahu. Either way, it's interesting that his two sons are about Churban and Geula, right? Shar Yashuv and Maher Shalal Chashbaz. Or even if it's the same child, Emmanuel and Maher Shalal Chashbaz, even in the same one. Either way, we have those are the children of Yeshayahu. Ki b'terem yeda hanar kuro aviv imi. And the Navi says, even before the child knows how to say aviv imi, knows how to say Abba or Ima, Yisoz chel damesek v'shlal shomron lefnei melech Ashur. The king of Ashur will already be traveling across the land and destroying. Again, obviously that was the 10 tribes that were taken out first. And eventually they will get to Yerushalayim. V'yosef Hashem dabar Eliyahu lemar. And Yeshayahu says, there's more. that Hashem told me, Yan ki ma'as amazeh esmei ashiloach, since this nation, who are we talking about here? So some say, Rashi says, it's talking about two groups of Jews that have rejected Malchus Beis David, both the northern kingdom and even from within, right? The Rashi quotes, Sheratzu la'asir, es Malchus Beis David b'mei achaz l'bikeach ben Ramal Yahu, v'kanibal Shevna v'siyato. We're going to get into Shevna. Shevna lived at the time of Chizkiyo. He also wanted to reject Chizkiyo and make peace with Asher. Sheratzu l'mrod b'chizkiyo. So this is what the Yeshayahu was talking to. Those who wanted to reject the Mea Shiloach. What's the Mea Shiloach? That's a symbol of Malchus Beis David in Malachim, in Perak Aleph. Malachim Aleph, Perak Aleph. Right, David HaMelech says to take Shlomo and go anoint him by the Gichon, by the Shiloach. Right, that's where the Meshicha takes place. So Shishao says, those who wanted to reject David HaMelech, HaChochim La'at, U'mesoses, Ritzin Ben Remalyo, those who chose the kings from above, those who chose Ritzin and Ben Remalyo, Alchena Ine Anoch Hashem Ma'ala Aleim Esmei Nahar Ha'atzumim B'Harabim. Right, continuing the mashal. Right, you rejected this stream. Hashem's going to bring you this raging river. Es Melech Hashur Ves Kol Kvodo V'Ala Kol Afikav. And it's going to go all, as we know, the 10 Shvatim are going to be destroyed in the whole land up until it gets to Yerushalayim. They're going to get to Yerushalayim, and that's what's alluded to in Pasaches. V'Chalap Yehuda Shataf Avarat Savaryaki, until the neck. Why the neck? It's imagine if somebody goes up until the neck in the water, they're about to drown, and then they're saved. Same thing would that happen, as we know the story of Sancherev, and they surrounded, they went, they destroyed the whole land until they came to Yerushalayim. They thought they would get it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu miraculously saved Chizkiyahu. But that is what is being referred to here, this nevuah. Vayimutos knafav melo rochav artzacha, Immanuel. The springs will be spread out, but at the end of the day, Immanuel, Hashem is going to be with us, Yerushalayim is going to be saved. And now Yeshayahu turns to those nations, Sancherev, and all the other enemies that are going to come with him. Rouamim! Come and destroy and fight Vachotu, but realize ultimately you will be destroyed. Hazinu kol merchei aretz hisazru Vachotu. Hisazru Vachotu. Ultimately will come back to haunt you, and you have to realize that. And now he says a very famous pasuk, Utsu Eitz of Esufar, Dabru Dabru Velo Yakum, Ki Immanuel. By the third time in the two prakim, we have the phrase Immanuel. Yeshayahu says, you can think of all the advice and plans and strategies that you want. Ultimately, the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stand. This is really an introduction into the next couple of psukim where Yeshayahu is talking to those who followed Shevna. We just referred to Shevna. Who was Shevna? Shevna was at the time of the siege of Sancherev. And remember, Sancherev and Asher had been marching. They had exiled the 10 tribes. They had destroyed the whole Eretz Yisrael, and they were coming to Yerushalayim. Who would have thought that anything would stop them? Who would have thought? So Yeshevna, who was one of the leaders of the time, he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, he was ready and willing to give up, and he tried to tell people to give up. Chizkiyo didn't want to, he davened, he asked Yeshayo what to do. Yeshayo said, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you. Shevna, though, sent a letter out, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chavav, shot out a letter and said, Chizkiyo wants to rebel, but Shevna wants to make peace, and I'm coming out with all of my men. And the Gemara describes how he went out with all of his men, and right when he went out first, miraculously the door was closed. A malach came and closed the door behind him, so he was left outside all alone. And when Asher saw him, they thought they were making fun. He was making fun of them, and they killed him in a very terrible and painful way. Gavriel came. That's the last line of Chavav Menalef. Asa Gavriel achti ladasha badi mesher yasa, and he was left alone, and that was the end of Shevna. But these following psukim are giving chizuk to the people who stayed in Yerushalayim. Don't follow Shevna. Ki ko amar Hashem elai, b'chezkas hayad. Hashem said to me, b'chezkas hayad, with a strong hand. What does that mean? Rashi says it means with a clarity of nevuah. We discussed back in the first parak, there are different levels of nevuah. Says Rashi here, clarity of nevuah. Rabbi Schwab says they need a clarity of nevuah here because people might have thought it makes sense to give in to Asher. Asher is winning. Just make peace with them. Just pay taxes. Save lives. That's why it had to be so clear. Bechezkas yad. V'yisreini mi leches b'derech ha'mazel emor. And he's warning me from following all of them. Lo tomrin. Don't say kesher l'chol asher yomar ha'mazel kesher. There is a group. There is a majority here. We have to follow the majority. V'esmo ra'o v'lo tiru v'lo taritsu. Don't fear him. Rashi quotes, even though the majority is following Shevna, don't follow them. He doesn't explain it. We'll explain it a little more. Rebbe Chanan quotes the Tumim in the first Maimar in Kovetz Ma'amarim, where he quotes the Tumim that he was asked by one of the Chachmei Hagoyim in his day. It says you have to follow the majority, so the majority of the world don't believe in God and are anti-Jewish, so why don't you follow the majority? Said the Tumim, you only follow the majority if there's a suffix. If there's a Vadai, and you know the majority is wrong against the Vadai, then you don't follow them. Right, quotes Rabbi Chanan. That's exactly what's happened here. Hashem, through Yishayahu, is saying, don't follow Shevna. Even though they're the majority, don't give in. Hashem's going to perform a nes. As Hashem tzvakos, oso taktishu, v'hu mora achem, v'hu maritzchem. Stay close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be in awe of him. V'hayla mikdash, he will be a mikdash, he will be a protection for you. Ule'eve negev, l'tzur michshol, l'shnei batei Yisrael. How do you read this pasuk? So Rashi says, Evan Nikov and Sir Michal is referring to the two groups that were against Malchus Beis David, as said before. Pikech ben Ramayo from the north, Shevna from within. The Mesudas David has a little different shot. He says, you read the pasuk as follows, like A, B, A, B. V'hayala Mikdash, Ula Evan Nikov. Mikdash, there'll be a protection, Ula Evan Nikov, and there'll be destruction for the two Batei Yisrael, Shevna and the followers of Shevna and the followers of Chizkiyo. But either way, Yishayo here is talking about what's going to be when Sancheriv finally gets Yerushalayim. The Kashlu Bam Rabim, V'naflu, V'nishbaru, V'nokshu, V'nokadu, ultimately they will be stopped. And Yishayo now says, you want to know what to focus on? What to focus on to stay strong? Tsar Tuda, Chasom Torah B'limudai. Stay close to the Torah, Nitzor, from the word Nitzor, Nitzor Lashon Chameira. Tzor Tuda, guard the Torah, teach them Torah, Rashi, the Mesudas David, all the Rishonim say here. This means focus on Torah, that will last. Chasom Torah Belimudai. Sign Torah in those who, my students, Belimudai. Rav Schwab suggests to Uda is the Torah Shebechsav. Torah is the Torah Shebalpeh. You have to be committed to both. And if you do this, V'chikisi Lashem Hamastir Panav Mibeit Yaakov. Yishayo says, I wait to the God that I know is giving Hester Panim in the first stage of my Nevuah, V'kivisilo, and I know, I hope for him in the future. Hine Anochi V'hayiladim Asher Nasan Li Hashem. I and the children, who are his children, either it means his students, or it means literally Shar Yashuv, or the other name of his son, Mahershal Achashbaz, that's a long name, Mahershal Achashbaz ben Yishayo. These will be Lo Sosalum of Simbi Yisrael, Miyam Hashem Tzvakos HaShochin Bahar Tzion. Right, he sees that there's going to be the Geula. 100+ years before their Churban, he sees the Geula. The next two psukim, he gives warning that you shouldn't follow sorcerers, Ovos and Yidonim. Those were not normally the people, there weren't too many of those in the times of Yishayahu. That is why Chazal Darshan, Rashi quotes it in Vayikra Rabbah, that the next two psukim really is not a nevuah of Yishayahu, but of Be'eri, who is the father of Hoshea, Navi Hoshea, the first of the Treasar. So he was a contemporary of Yishayahu, but he spoke to a different class of citizens, Rav Schwab explains. And therefore he says, V'chiyomer Aleichem, and if you, they tell you, Dirshu Alavos Vele Yidonim, go to the sorcerers, go to the Ovos, Halo Am Elokav Yidrosh. Remember who you are, says Yishayo, or says Be'eri. You are the nation of God, Ba'arachayim Elamesim. You're going to go figure out what to do with a lie from the dead? Turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's beneath you. Again, L'Torah V'L'Tudah. Im Lo Yomer Kadaver Azeh Asher Ein Lo Shachar. They're going to try to convince you and make you offers. Asher Ein Lo Shachar, that has no dawn, that has nothing. V'Yavar Ba Nikshev Erayiv. But realize, now he gets back to what's going to be at that time. What's going to be at the time of the destruction before the Geula comes? It'll be famine, it'll be hunger. But you have to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. And all of those around, all those maybe in the times of Sancheriv, maybe in the times earlier, the Radak quotes, they will all try to follow their gods, but they won't have anything, they won't have any answer. Ufana Lamal, and ultimately they will do tshuva and come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the Radak understands these two words, Ufana Lamala. They will ultimately do tshuva. Right? So basically, he's basically promising that ultimately Am Yisrael will do tshuva. There's an interesting question, famous question, on the Rambam. The Rambam does not count the mitzvah of tshuva. He only counts a mitzvah of vidui. When one does tshuva, there's a mitzvah to do vidui. So why doesn't he count a mitzvah of tshuva? Many, many answers given. Rav Schulte has a creative answer where he says, well, Moshe Rabbeinu promises at the end of the Torah that Bnei Yisrael are going to do tshuva. And the Rambam codifies this in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Shuva. Kol hanaviim kulan tzibu ala tshuva. Ve'ein Yisrael negalin ela b'tshuva. Ve'kvar evticha Torah shesof Yisrael la'asos tshuva. Besof galusan. U'miyad hei negalin. Shene'amar. V'chiyavo alecha kol advarma eile. Habracha v'aklala. V'shavta Hashem alokecha. V'shav Hashem alokecha shavuscha. Etc. And that's Sesh Esrev Jolti. So since it's a promise that it's going to happen, it can't be a mitzvah. Because mitzvahs are bechira chafshis eternally. And if Hashem promises that we're going to do tshuva, so he says maybe that's why there can't be a mitzvah. Okay, that's it. There are many other answers given, but maybe that's what Yeshayahu is saying here also. Fana l'mala, right? Of ultimately, they will turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'el Eretz Yabit, and they will look around. V'inei tzara v'chasheka ma'ov tzuka, v'afel menudach, it'll all be darkness. Ki lo mu'af l'asher mutzakla. Because they didn't get it, ka'es harishon. There's going to be different stages, and if you don't get it the first stages, it's going to be continue and become more and more serious and intense. And just the last pasuk here refers to the three stages of the exile of the Ten Shvatim. Ki ka'es harishon heikal, arts azvul and v'arts naftali. As was described, we learned about this in Malachim. In Malachim Beis Perek Tezvav, the first wave was Zvul and Naftali were taken. V'achron of the next stage, hichbid. This was not really mentioned explicitly, but that's in Divrei Hayamim, where Reuven, Gad, and Menashe were sent out. And finally, the last one was, I'm sorry, I skipped here. It says, hey, Kezarishon, Hekel, Arza, Zvulun, Varza, Naftali, Va'achron. And the last one, when they went through and they took all the rest of the tribes, all 10, and took them out with a lot of dead and without everybody else exiled, that's the worst. Derech Hayam, Eber Hayardin, Galil HaGoyim, those are the three stages. But if people don't learn from the different stages, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to bring the Chorban. Okay, we'll stop here. We had a number of messages that we learned from Yeshayahu in this parak. Again, all of these messages resonate throughout the generations, and we have to do what we can to try to hear Yeshayahu even Bizman Hazeh.